This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And I'd like to start by congratulating everybody that has YouTube TV. You'll be fine this weekend. You'll be all right because YouTube TV and Fox announced that they have an agreement on a carriage deal. I always try and add that I in there for the football season. And obviously, I was primarily looking at it from a college football perspective. This Saturday is a huge one. And actually, I say to this Saturday like it's not tomorrow.
Mañana.
You have Texas, Ohio State, which is going to be a huge, huge matchup, a very fun one. For a number of reasons. What does Ohio State look like coming back after a national championship? Where are they returning? Three starters? Mm-hmm. Something like that? But then also, the University of Texas, we've done a lot of talking about Arch Manning. He's started two games in his career. Neither of those were notable opponents. Like, this is going to be a big time for a start for him. But also, have not talked about, hey, Fox is also the home of NFL, and like that was going to be a huge part of this weekend as well. But the YouTube TV will carry Fox, so we did avoid it. We avoided the danger that seemed like it was coming.
Funny how that works out, right? They could do it. How come Jerry Jones couldn't do it? Get it done at the last minute. Make everybody happy.
YouTube wasn't like, well, Fox, we had agreed to something earlier.
It was a handshake agreement.
And it feels like you've reneged, and I'm upset.
Yeah, I don't think Fox was like, you know what? Let's get this deal done early.
Yeah.
Nah, let's do it right before the season starts.
Yeah. YouTube was like, all right, we're getting Fox out of here, but that's so that we can be better with our ESPN. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're trying to do. And you know what? Like,
or make a trade.
We never wanted Fox.
Trade it to, like, Space City Network or something.
I feel like you're insulting numerous people in one fell swoop there. But yeah, so we did get out of that. So you will be fine if you have YouTube TV. We've made it into another football season without having one carriage dispute annoy you. Until next year, right?
Because there'll be another.
It just feels like every damn year this happens. Yeah. We I was talking about it when we were talking about it was earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of, I do feel like we're going to have more of these actually carry into outages because, I mean, what was it, the ESPN dispute that they had a couple years ago that actually went into college football and you could not watch college football that that the first Saturday of the year. It does feel like we're getting bolder and bolder with some of these as it's going along. All right, some other things around the NFL. We know that the Colts will not be starting Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones will be the man that's running things there. But in addition to that, like, what role could Anthony Richardson hold? That was the question that was posed to Shane Steichen, the head coach of the team. And Shane Steichen said, we'll see. I want to make sure he crushes his new role, takes it in stride and does a hell of a job there. But like, what role is he expected to hold as being like a backup? Is it just like, hey man, really embrace the backup role. Make sure you find out what everybody's donut and coffee order is. Mm-hmm. Like, really grab hold of that. Or like, what role can you envision for Anthony Richardson at this point with him not being a starter for the Colts?
Do you see him, do they see him, is the question, as more of, lack of a better way to put it, like a gimmick type quarterback?
I mean, that is one way that he could get on the field and be impactful. The only thing that's tough is what would his gimmick be that you would not inherently have in Daniel Jones? Because the whole idea of Daniel Jones...
Well, he can run too.
Yeah, that's the thing, is he's not necessarily a great passer of the football, but what helps, you imagine, is, well, he has some wheels, right? We did the, mm-hmm. you know, the, oh man, Daniel Jones is a little bit more of an athlete than we gave
Sneaky
him credit
fast.
For. Yeah. Does that change at all with Anthony Richardson on
size
on the field? Yeah, I guess the size.
Size, short yardage would be my only guess that they bring him in. But aren't you also, if you do that, you're almost raising kind of a white flag on Anthony Richardson just as a quarterback in general? He becomes a gimmick, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. So what would you prefer? Just like to
just sit,
treat him as a full reps, backup?
Practice as much as you can. I mean, he's just in a bad spot. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I don't think you should play him. I mean, even like I said, those gimmick things, Daniel Jones can do a lot of it, short of like maybe a tush push to protect Daniel Jones, you know, that type thing.
Yeah, I'm interested in like actually an on the field role. Obviously, they're off the field role. It does matter. Did you see? Was it Riley Leonard, one of the backup quarterbacks in that quarterback room, mm-hmm. making fun of the Anthony Richardson taking himself out by tapping his head?
Yeah,
it does feel like as much as they might be joking about it, I feel like all humor has a little bit of like a nugget of truth within
it.
No,
I wondered about it at the time.
And a lot of people did. Yeah. And I probably was more of a person that was like, I don't know how much that's going to sit with like the guys. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously everybody's mm-hmm. in a war room and you fight for each other. I do wonder if he might just need to do some of the off-field stuff to earn the respect of his teammates even more so.
That's probably the most, you know what? You're probably right. That's probably the most important thing. Change your ways. Be the ultimate backup, the ultimate teammate. You know, supportive, all that. And coaches all want that, but they don't always get it. That might be the only thing that can really help him in the locker room. And I actually thought it was maybe not a big factor, but something of a factor just in how they viewed him in general as the quarterback.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL. We didn't mention this earlier on in the week, and so I did want to mention this here. I don't know how much you want to dwell on it, but there was an investigative report that came out earlier this week that pointed to the idea that obviously Jim Irsay, the late mm-hmm. owner of the Indianapolis Colts that passed earlier this year, we had no idea as to what happened there. And I think that did we get anything that was officially saying it was natural causes or just kind of that he passed? Oh, it was peacefully in his sleep.
That's what
was the phrase that was used. And we were like, what does that actually mean? Because my immediate thought was substances. Well, lo and behold, and I'm not happy to report this, mm-hmm. Jim Irsay did relapse before his death is what an investigative report done by The Washington Post has described. It seemed like he had gotten into, if memory serves, and let me not say that without double checking that. But yeah, the substances had returned to his life. And I don't know if we can necessarily say that is inherently what did him in and was his ultimate demise. But how does that make you feel? Like,
sad.
How does that hit you? Yeah, because that was
sad.
I'm not going to lie. In my lifetime, mm-hmm. I have made the jokes about Jim mm-hmm. Irsay and the mm-hmm. pills or whatever. Because I mean, I'm sorry. I do find it funny that when you get stopped in the car and you got all these pills, money and stuff, and it feels like you're a drug runner of sorts, even though I know that's not inherently what's happening here. But it is sad when it's mm-hmm. like he's passed away, and clearly that rehabilitative thing of life, it's one of the things that we always like in sports and in life is just can somebody overcome their obstacles, to see that he was not able to and that might have contributed to his
passing. Well, just the relapse after so many years, because by all accounts, he went a long way, you know, clean, so to speak. And the relapse after so many years to me is the saddest thing. Like, you know, you are clean. You are no longer addicted. Your body no longer craves it. It's your mind. And your mind, you know, it's so powerful, you know, makes you go back. To me, that's one of the saddest things there is.
Yeah. No. So just I saw that and I was like, oh, I had an opportunity to mention it. That was really a sad mm-hmm. thing to see. Some other things around the NFL. The Texans, week one opponent. We've talked a little bit about it. Obviously, next week we'll really get hot and heavy into it as we gear up for week one in the NFL. The Los Angeles Rams, head coached by Sean McVay. McVay and his media availability yesterday had said a couple of things that were noteworthy. I'd like to start with the first one here, Figgy. This was Sean McVay talking about the first game of the season and the Texans, the quote, unscouted looks that they will have when it comes to meeting up against the Texans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, in the first game of the year, there's always some unscouted looks. I think it's really about, you know, being able to play rules ball. Obviously, with them having a first-time coordinator, he knows us. We know them a little bit. You know, familiar with their defensive structure. They're excellent. And then they've always been excellent in the kicking game as well. So I got a lot of respect for this group that we're going against. But I think it's about us having a good week of preparation, making sure that we do a good job of trying to put our players in the right spots to have good, successful outcomes. And then when the time comes to be able to kick off, let's go cut it loose and go for it.
You know, interestingly, and again, we'll dig into this more next week, but interestingly, I think the Texans know a lot more about the Rams than the Rams do about the Texans.
You think so?
Yeah, because I'm convinced. I haven't really, you know, heard this directly from anyone involved, but I just can't imagine that Nick Caley really called anything. You know, I thought he helped with the game plans, maybe helped with the play call from the press box or whatever, sideline. But it was Sean McVay's call. So Sean McVay really doesn't know which direction, you know, Nick Caley might want to go, you know?
Well,
like he doesn't have any samples of Nick Caley likes to do this, other than maybe, hey, you know, the suggestions or the game plan.
But I think that matters, right? I think it's worth remembering when game plans come together, those conversations are extensive. Those coaches spend a lot of time together, whether it's breaking down film and just generally having some idea of how do you think about football as a whole, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, even if we're just taking this from an interview process, when Sean McVay hired Nick Caley, I have a strong imagination that he dug in on what are your football philosophies? What do you like? What do you not like? I think that that's where the familiarity works, not necessarily what are the things that you've tangibly called. What are the conversations that we've had about how you view this and how you attack that? Because I don't disagree with you. I mean, obviously, Nick Caley, he offered it to us when we were talking to him out
never
there
called to play.
At training camp that he's never called to play. But I strongly believe that he's had ideas that have maybe had conversations about or, okay, how do we work on these things? And those are going to be some level of influence, I think.
He knows philosophies and thought processes, but he's never, you know, he doesn't know what, like, everybody likes to put their own stamp on things. And he doesn't know that Nick Caley is, you know, when it comes, push comes to shove, likes to do this. So I think there's a little bit of both, but I think there's a little bit of an advantage for Nick Caley, you know, presuming he can pull it off.
And I also wanted to hit this from Sean McVay. And also, I appreciate this text. It said, can we get McVay some lozenges for his raspy voice?
No kidding.
I'll listen to that portion of this. But this is Sean McVay talking about the importance of continuity with coordinators.
It's big, you know, and I really feel fortunate to be around a great coaching staff. And we had six new additions, but I think they all fit. They've all done a great job of, you know, feeling like they're one of us. But I do think it's been great, Brock, to be able to have continuity at the coordinator spot. There's another year of familiarity. There's another year of us working together, figuring out, hey, how do we maximize our players? How do we communicate and collaborate amongst each other as a coaching staff? And how do we remain curious to be able to have that flexibility and adaptability that's going to be necessary, you know, throughout the course of the season?
If you were at all wondering, Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's brother, is the offensive coordinator there. Obviously, Sean McVay has a huge hand, if not just at being the primary play caller there. But then also Chris Schuler is entering his eighth season with the Rams, but his first as a defensive coordinator. So he talks about continuity there. That is an interesting part of it because we never really – we think about that more so with the local team. And obviously Nick Caley becomes a big part of this because offense was such a big deal. They have some of their own movings and shakings on the staff. In fact, they have more new additions to their staff than the Texans do to
six.
Theirs.
I mean, you heard him say that. But having the coordinators and him being the play caller, that's enormous for the Rams. It is. Remember when Sean McVay was going to retire?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? I was thinking, listen.
He found a new love for the game, man.
Because he's talking about you got to be refreshed and you got to, however he put it there. And I'm like, I thought this guy was burned out.
Well, I think that he was. Yeah. I read a really interesting piece, and I think this was Caitlin Kaler, if memory serves, or maybe it wasn't, but it was in The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been Jordan Ronrique, now that I think about it. But she wrote a really interesting piece about how he was able to get through that kind of malaise mm-hmm. or fatigue. And it was actually Chris Peterson, the former Washington
I read that. I remember
head coach.
That. Yeah.
And he, you know, decided, and he had never met Sean McVay, but he reached out to him and kind of mentored him on, you know, how to maybe find more of that love in the game. And really, I say that as if that's the big part. The big part was how to find the balance in life so that you were able to bring your best self to football. So depending on how you feel about it, you might blame Chris Peterson for, you know, giving that rejuvenation to Sean McVay and seeing that. But we'll see him and his team next week, and we'll gear up for that one. Real quick before we go, I should remind you that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit Paramount Plus. .com/NFL to get started today. We did not get to the top 100 from yesterday, but I did want to bring this up as, you know, I've been trying to get this to you every day. Last time we checked in, I got to Trey Hendrickson at 14 on the top one. Actually, I think Jared Goff was maybe the last one. So Trey Hendrickson came in at 14, the pass rusher for the Bengals. We talked a lot about him. A man that we saw recently, at least in preseason, number 13 is offensive tackle for the Lions, Penei Sewell, who is incredible. Like, offensive lineman that can be ranked in, like, the top 25.
That's real high right 13? There, man. That's real high.
And that's like a 10-spot jump from him for last year. Yeah. That dude is incredible.
And he and Micah twice a year now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That'll be a real fun situation. Mm-hmm. A man that we're very familiar with, and maybe not in no good way, defensive end for the Chiefs, Chris Jones, comes in at 12. And then, similarly, outside linebacker for the Steelers, obviously an edge rusher, T.J. Watt comes in at 11.
We're getting into the supreme here.
Yeah, but I did find it interesting. T.J. Watt, because, again, the top of the pass rusher, so guys that I mentioned there, or maybe defensive lineman, because Chris Jones.
Yeah, he's inside out.
He's elite, but, you know, he's mostly inside, even though he kind of works outside as well.
Yeah.
Mentioned Hendrickson, mentioned T.J. Watt, mentioned Chris Jones, all in this space. Your pass rushers on the Texans are Will Anderson Jr., who came in at 46, and Danielle Hunter, who we thought, hey, he's getting some love. He was at 25, which is still a good 10 spots below some of these guys.
That's pretty high, though. And T.J. Watt has the pelts on the wall. You know, he's got a bigger sample size. Maybe not. I mean, Danielle Hunter can argue, but definitely he's got more on.
So
that.
No beef about the way that lines up.
Top 10 coming up.
Top 10 is coming up. Yeah. So next week we will find out who officially lines up in the top 10. But yeah, I did find that interesting that you get just a glut of pass rushes right here, which makes sense, right? They're going to have, I guess, the importance of their position will help elevate them. I just like the juxtaposition between what is some of the elite ones.
Sure,
obviously, the most elite ones are still to come next week.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the elite ones and how they compared with your pass rushes, which is an elite tandem, but still, I guess, amongst players is not necessarily amongst the very top.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing, though, is that it feels like Will Anderson Jr. is not far removed from being in that space, but he's still 46.
Hey, we're 1 year away.
Hopefully that kind of almost robotic, immediate response that he's talked about on the Greenlight podcast when he's pass rushing, hopefully that will help him make that jump of, what, let's say 30 spots? I could deal with 16 next year.
Yeah.
And it starts with the football on the field, which comes up next week. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Coming up next, let's talk about the Astros. They were able to finish out the Rockies. Shout out to Christian Walker getting
how about that?
Having a great outing. But finish this sentence for me. The Astros will finish this thing off if blank. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.